Okay, I want to know what I should focus on right now, physically.
Attention.
Okay. And how do I do that, then?
Give intention and let it go. Embrace it and let it work itself out.
Ion, you've said regarding ascension and attention, give intention and let it go. You also say you don't need to intend out loud. So is this intention an inner decision that is not spoken?
Well, in the days past it was, because humans didn't know they had the power. So things that would show up, they had to have said it in order for it to be. Now you're in a new realm, a new reality where you don't think, you don't know, you can't need, you can't even things before your very lying eyes you don't accept as is. Someone has to confirm. If Google can't confirm it, it didn't occur. You see, you've left all ranges. When you go to the bank, they used to look at the money and turn it the right way. They don't do that anymore. It doesn't matter. Is there money? What's money? They don't know. It doesn't make any difference. So now you don't have to say it out loud. You're in your position. See, notice how we're saying the words very craftily. The intention is enough. You don't even have to think it. You want an example?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so now all analogies suck sooner or later, but here's one. You don't have to think about what kind of bath you want. You want a nice warm bath. It's not even a thought process. Now, intention is I want a hot bath. Now, whether you get it or not, that's how close or far away you are to that outcome. You see?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the let it go part? What would you say about that?
Well, that's the part. It goes back. We'll be based. But it is a what you show. I want pussy. If you have it, you don't want it. You have it. You see? So to let it go means I have it and it's in my environment. So I don't even have to think about it. I don't have to worry for food. I don't have to worry for creature comforts. I don't have to desire it. I have it. See, and that's the in-between side of easing back into attention, creation, expansion, dwelling on those places or containments. You see? Now, you're pretty good at this creation business because you do these things, but you're qualifying it to say, okay, now this applies, and Bob's little buddy said so-and-so. Let's see what that looks like. I don't believe a word of it, but let's see what happens. And the next thing you know, they start to line up even for you. Okay? And that's a good thing because you're mastering the ability and capacity through your process of ascension to apply the domiciles of the tenets that you're prescribing and describing. You're trying to make it so other people can understand it so that you can get it. Screw the rest of them. As long as you get it, that's all that's important. Somebody else gets saved, great, but that's not why you're doing it. Do it for you.
And so can you use this intention to manifest or accomplish any desire?
Yes, and it doesn't even have to be a desire.
Ed, wait now.
This is huge. What if there's lots of yous? What if dimensionally you slip between these stages? What if this crazy OA business is to line you up so you can find your way back home? What if multiplicities of decisions are made about how your body works within this realm that says, okay, now you're here, you should eat this realm, you should eat more liver, because in that realm you were a little anemic, you see? Geritol, what they used to give back in the olden days. So if that were the case, you wouldn't have to desire it, wonder it, or see how your hematocrit was hanging out to see what to do. You would kind of know that, not even from a desire standpoint. Okay, do you like mangoes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
I like the taste.
What if you never had one before you had the first one? Did you know it was something you might enjoy? They're not very pleasant to look at, as you know.
No, I didn't know.
Right. but yet you engaged it anyhow. And it's almost like you didn't even really have to think about it. Then you line up to it. Now all of a sudden it becomes something that you look forward to when they come ripe and then come in season. And you fill the freezer full of it because you don't get them again till the next year. But that's the point. That's an example of this particular, let's say, duality. Now, Bob's going to cram it down your throat hole. If you ain't figured out Hendiades by now, you're in trouble bigger. Let me tell you, it's trouble. So now what happens is you got to come back and apply H layer. Dr. Dean specifically creates things just from a, well, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? And she almost doesn't care. It's not like she's pining for something to peddle. She's doing all right. But what happens is a need or something arises. She looks at it and goes, we don't have to do this. Well, yes, you do. No, you don't. No, you don't. And then next thing you know, she says, okay, let it go. Forget it. Die. That's what you need to do. Go ahead. Help yourself. Die. And then right after she obsolesces it, she brings it back and says, wait, here's another way. Here's another choice. Here's another thing that could give you the same thing you want to do without having to kill yourself. You say, that's for those dying ones anyway. But still, the actual capacitation is fulfilling other people's creative desires, and the motherfuckers don't even know they're creating it. Now, how about them apples?
Whoa.
Yeah, see, it goes that far, because from dimension levels, someone could whisper her an email and say, well, why don't you make this? Or why is CoQ10 not that important in the first place? Or how does it apply specifically? No, you don't have to have that to live. No, that's not the best way to handle this. Get out of town. You don't say. The next thing you know, it's in the U.S. News and World Report, and Dan Rather's all lathered up over it.
Well, Ion, can intention be used to travel immediately to a distant location without using any vehicle?
Yes, that's exactly right. But let's see what the tech body, let's see what your tech, now you would actually have a thesaurus and have a dictionary handy. Only no one else would on the planet. But you would actually have those actual paper documents. But let's see what the tech body says about this word you're using, slinging around like you know what it means, by intention. What does that mean? To intend. That's the cue where you're supposed to look it up.
A determination to act in a certain way.
Wait a second. Do what? Do what? A determination to act in a certain way. Is that a predetermined position or a post-Mary McLuhan position?
No, the tech body doesn't say. It just says determination.
Now you're starting to bump into something because, see, your edge doesn't necessarily qualify the outcome. Didn't say it has to be a good choice. Could be every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. Is that an intention? Or is that the outcome that you've happened time and time and time again? So this new predicated position is close to that same ramification. Now, we're adding a negative construct to that to say, this is what happens when you play with methamphetamines and bullshit and eight-ball-fueled weekends of debauchery and all that kind of foolishness. We ain't pushing against nothing, but after a little while, you'll find a little cleaner way to enjoy your eternity. Setting that aside, this could also be a delicious thing, something called Lapperts ice cream. That could be an intention. I intend to enjoy some Lapperts ice cream because it goes so smoothly down my throat hole, and it's enjoyable. You see? So now you got to balance it. The intention applies to the quantitative state of being that's closest to the vibrational frequency in which you are attuned. That's how the rapers and the rapies get hooked up. That's how the murderers and the murderees get hooked up.
When you use that example about the murder and the murderee intending? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. And they're the closest to that frequency. Doesn't have to be spot on, but it's the closest.
Can intention be used to bring objects to you, like we use UPS or the mail?
Does. Okay. It brought you Googler. It got you a nice new Ark of the Covenant. You needed one. That cardboard box, living in a box. You needed a new one. Y'all done got that shackled. Y'all done ripped that veil in two. Now the power was flowing wild into the world. And guess what? You didn't take it, Ed. You didn't take the power back. So guess what you did? You now placed it into the black mirror, into the new little looky box. You put everything in it. And oh, we're ever so gently, happily, and delighted. What a astounding wonders have been wrought. Because what you've done is you've birthed the tech body. Tickled, you ain't got no idea. You humans, oh, this ain't necessary for you, but we have to make the point because we actually have to make this show meaningful for some silly reason. We don't know why. The point is you humans, you keep pumping your power into this box and you don't start taking it yourself, you're fixing to feel what that feels like. You don't feel what that feels like. Now, everybody else can stop and look, and you do it quantitatively too, Ed, where you look and go, that's the most ridiculous thing in the whole wide world, and yet it is. You got crazy Maisie Herrera trying to undo the world. The crazy woman don't even know where she is, and she's on your face, wherever that is. Crazy Maisie. You see? And then that starts becoming a moniker that the mod squad can get. Now, we're talking about politics now. That the mod squad could come in here and undo the sum total of damn democracy. They're fighting over each other. They're accusing each other. They're killing Nancy Pelosi. Then they after Trump. Then Trump's taking up for Pelosi. Then their mod squad's after Trump. They're going to have him killed. They put the order out and put the hit on him already and want people to go back to their country that come was born here in the first place. It's pretty wild knuckle flight. When you look at it objectively, because it's like, well, if you don't be worth, if this was a thinking man's game, you'd never get here from there. It's ridiculous. And yet, the frequency components applied make that logical. Hey, Ed, those ridiculous, inappropriate in every way human beings are going to go to bed tonight thinking that they're right. And they're sated in their juxtaposable position that they're actually doing wondrous things for the country. They believe that. Thought they've been thinking a long time. That doesn't change how ridiculous it, most every other sane person sees it is. And that's a real good example of what you're talking about is a, let's call it a working intention. Didn't say good. Notice we didn't say bad. We didn't say up. We didn't say down. We didn't say anything a rabbit could do to a stump. You know, aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among. Those obvious prepositions, they don't even know what those parts of speeches are. But you do. The point, then, you don't have an object of it if it doesn't apply. Now, this specific condition is one that's predisposed to the closest vibrational proximity that it is. Occam's razor is going to apply. No one knows. You and Bob don't know what it is. Carolyn probably knows. The Occam's razor applies. The simplest, easiest pathway is probably the most correct. The simplest thought is the best one from that aspect. You see? Did that clean it up? Now what more you want? You're doing good.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Ian.